relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. Yes, indeed, Sebastian Gorka here with America First, the newest national radio show across the country on more than 300 stations, affiliates, and sundry platforms, including iTunes. I am very excited about the next hour because as an avid consumer of radio, I love the long form. You know, I like going on TV, but when you've got 180 seconds to talk about, I don't know, ISIS or the future of America, it's a little challenging. But when you have a guest for an hour, you can get to the real meat of an issue. And today, that is exactly what we're going to do. If you don't know my personal history, in a nutshell, my parents lived under fascism as children, then under communism as adults. My father was arrested, tortured, and imprisoned by the secret police in Hungary during the Cold War. 6 years later, he escaped from prison during the glorious 10 days of freedom of the Hungarian Revolution. It's all there in my books, Defeating Jihad, my first book, and then my new book, Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. So for me, as you can understand, the question of socialism isn't a theoretical one. It's not something I studied in IR class when I did my PhD in political science. It's real. It's in my family's blood. It's in the experience of my parents. So how we are talking about it today in America is really very disturbing. And I can think of none better than the executive director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, Marion Smith, who is with us for the whole hour. Welcome, Marion.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Follow him on Twitter. It's Smith Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N. Follow the foundation, V-O, Victims of, V-O Communism, and their website is victimsofcommunism.org. I want to talk so much about your work, the incredible work of the foundation, this immensely impressive gala you have every year to memorialize the more than 100 million people who died in the name of Karl Marx's ideology. But first, let me ask you, as an American living in America, how did we get to the place that we have to have a president, an incumbent president, actually say to Congress during his State of the Union, America will never be a socialist country? How did we arrive there, Marion Smith?
Well, I think that millennials my age and younger, Gen Z, we've grown up in a world where there is no Berlin Wall, there's no Iron Curtain. We're not really sure that what's happening in China, North Korea, Laos, Vietnam, and Cuba is actually communism. That's not that's certainly not how it's taught, how it's presented. But I think crucially, following World War II, there was no Nuremberg for communist regimes. throughout Europe.
You mean after the end of the Cold War?
After the end of the Second World War.
Yes.
In 1989.
So right.
After the collapse of communism in Europe, there was no Nuremberg the way there was for the Nazis following World War II. And so there was no moral reckoning. There was no public condemnation of these ideas. So that's first off. Second, I think that in high schools, you know, students are taught a sort of withering critique of American history, the Howard Zinn version of our history. So we're taught that we're actually not that special. We're not that good. And other places are probably better. So they have no appreciation for our way of life. And then they arrive in college and they're presented a sort of apologia of Marxism, that these are pretty good ideas. These are better ideas, frankly, than free enterprise, which is selfish. And they've never just never been implemented correctly. And so that's how I think you can have an entire generation now embracing socialism, Marxism. As a pretty good idea that might just be better than what we have here.
But the parents of these children lived through the Cold War. So when they come home from school and your kids are saying socialism is cool, how is there not a corrective reaction there?
Well, there should be, shouldn't there?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we definitely know that education is failing on this particular issue. One of the most important aspects of education should be to convey lessons learned the hard way by a previous generation. And certainly the totalitarian ideologies of Nazism and communism, which, of course, conspired to start World War II with the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact in 1939 and then cooperated for a year and a half before Hitler eventually invaded the Soviet Union. If we haven't learned those lessons, that Marxism is the world's deadliest ideology, you know, we have failed at a core aspect of what education should accomplish. All I can say is that parents haven't sort of mended the gap in what education has failed to provide.
In your work, tell us a little bit about why the foundation, the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, was created and what your mission is today.
Sure. So we're a 501c3 nonprofit educational and human rights organization, but we enjoy a unanimous authorizing act of Congress from 1993. And the mandate was to educate Americans about the history of communist regimes around the world and to memorialize the victims. And the victims are more than 100 million people killed in some 40 communist regimes since the Bolshevik Revolution of 1917. We have a number of educational programs. We have curriculum resources for middle school and high school teachers. We have an educator seminar in Washington and around the country to give resources and enable teachers to teach this difficult history in the classroom. We have college and university programs. So we'll send a dissident or a survivor or an expert on some aspect of communism to the campus. We do that in all 50 states. So we partner with local college groups or study centers or a friendly faculty member. And we, you know, we run educational, sort of public educational initiatives like billboards in Times Square or informational videos online, just trying to keep an accurate history of the last 100 years before the public mind. Because, you know, we do see that the term socialism and communism are being whitewashed. And somehow normalized. They're an acceptable alternative to talk about in 2019 in the United States.
And in the last minute and a half we have left in this segment, every year you do a very large poll. Would you share with our listeners what millennials said about socialism or communism in your last annual poll?
Sure. So we do this each year for the last 3 years with YouGov. And this last poll released in the fall of last year found that 52% of millennials would prefer to live in either a socialist or a communist country. And that's pretty troubling.
It's frightening. It's frightening.
However, the same poll did find that the majority didn't understand what those concepts meant and were unaware of the history. So I don't think that we have a majority of ideologically committed Marxists. I do think we have a small element of ideologically committed Marxists who are taking advantage of vast ignorance about the intellectual and the historical meaning of socialism.
I understand the way you've explained it, but let me react, and then we'll come back in the next segment. It doesn't matter, because that is Stalin's definition of the useful idiot. You create a permissive environment. If you have the hardcore ideologues, and they're a minority, but they're surrounded by 51-52% of a generation who think socialism is cool, then that creates the permissive environment in which they can beat a louder drum to undermine the founding principles of the republic. But we'll get your reaction in a moment. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, author of the book Why We Fight, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. You are listening to none other than the executive director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. Follow him at Smith Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N. And follow the foundation at VO, as in Victims of, VO Communism, and also their website with lots of incredible resources, personal stories from survivors, from victims, from dissidents. That's victimsofcommunism.org. We are streaming audio and video at sebgorka.com, and you can find us at the iTunes podcast app. Look for America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxford Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media, we don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've just uncovered my highest rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Facebook and Google, do you think they value your privacy? It's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal data. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you're paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at reaganprivacy.com. Unlike other mail providers, they don't scan or record your emails. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at reaganprivacy.com. That's reaganprivacy.com. Dear friends, we are back with the executive director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, Marion Smith. He's on Twitter, Smith Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N. Let me just react to the way you opened our first segment. You talked about the fact that after the end of the Cold War, when the Berlin Wall fell, there was no equivalent, there was no analog to the purges of the Nuremberg trial after World War II that really sent a signal to the world of how evil the Nazi regime was. Let me share with you, I mean, you've seen it, I'm sure, but the House of Terror is the former headquarters of the fascist and then the communist secret police in Budapest, which has been turned into an incredible museum to memorialize what communism did to Hungarians. And the first time I went with my father, who had been tortured in the basement of that building, the last thing you walk through before you leave, after you've seen everything, they recreate the cattle cars that took you to the gulag, the kangaroo courts, the torture chambers in the basement. You walk through a corridor on your way out, and you saw, it was shiver-making, on either sides of the corridor, the photographs of the secret police officers, their official file photographs with their names, people who tortured my father and tens of thousands more, and in many cases, a birth date and no death date, because they were still alive and they were walking free. That lack of consequence is exactly what you're talking about, correct?
Right. Well, at least a moral reckoning. You know, the Nuremberg trials accomplished that by prosecuting.
Well, whether it's a truth commission or whether it's a
trial.
Right.
That's right.
But there was nothing.
That's right. And so you still have examples in some of the former communist states of Europe of judges who were sitting, presiding over political prosecutions of dissidents who are still in their posts. And, of course, you have various political parties, the leaders of which were senior Communist Party members.
In the case of Hungary, and I was on the commission investigating him, a prime minister who had been a secret agent, a major in the secret police during the Cold War. Quite stunning.
So, of course, because of the Nuremberg trials and the special effort that was made to condemn the lustration, right,
yes,
within Germany, it was unacceptable, of course, for senior Nazi officials or those who participated in the tyranny to exercise political power. They could be plumbers or something else,
right,
but they couldn't exercise political power. And that simply didn't happen in Europe following the collapse of communism in 1989 or the, you know, dissolution of the Soviet Union. And there it seems like there is a sort of continuity theory where the Yeltsin years are nothing but a blip. You even have, you know, obviously the old Soviet anthem, the hammer and sickle flag used officially in parades, et cetera, in Russia. And then, of course, in 1989.
Well, let's just stop here for a second. That's analogous to having the Nazi swastika be used in Germany.
Exactly right.
But it's actually happening now in the Russian Federation.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so there are many, many signs that would indicate that there is a sort of continuity between the old power structure that existed in the Soviet Union and the infrastructure of Vladimir Putin's Russia. We see that internally in the symbolism. We see it in the exercise of power, the centralization of power increasingly in Russia, expulsion or assassination of political opponents. You see it in the foreign policy in Europe, making use of human networks in Europe that were inherited from the Soviet files, KGB files. You see it in the energy policy All of the pipelines flow from east to west.
Yeah.
You know, not north to south. Trying to make Moscow, pivotal in the energy politics of Europe. And you see it in the international alliance that the Soviet Union has with Cuba and with China. And most recently, of course, in the last couple of weeks, we have seen Vladimir Putin double down on his support for Nicolas Maduro.
Yes.
In Venezuela, and even landing some 100 military personnel in Venezuela in a very troubling escalation of the crisis there.
In your work at the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, I think one of the most powerful things you do is use the voices of those who've lived through communism. We were on a panel together for the Heritage Foundation recently. Why is that such an effective tool in your work, Marion Smith?
Well, one of the great injustices of our failure to have a moral reckoning after communism collapsed in Europe was that there's a lot that we just don't know that we didn't care about in terms of the human cost, those who were victimized by the regime. In Poland, they're still excavating mass graves and trying to use, you know, the modern technology that we have to identify the remains and to give them a proper burial. They have regularly scheduled reburials in Poland because that is the that's the level to which they're, you know, finding these remains and needing to rebury them. And that's 30 years after the communist regime lost control in Poland. So there is just a very sort of basic justice in giving a voice and a name to those who suffered at the hands of these regimes. These regimes, which, of course, in the name of equality and justice, brought a new form of slavery to the modern world. And so that there's just a basic sense of justice that our foundation has a small part to play, along with the many other memory groups that exist in the former communist states of Europe and elsewhere. And then, of course, you know, all of the countries that had communist rule, they all had refugees who left those countries and came to the United States. So tens of millions of Americans are here because they or their parents or their grandparents fled one of those regimes, from Ethiopia to Cuba to Poland to Vietnam. And they came here and for decades throughout the Cold War, you know, presented a counter-narrative to the official communist embassies that were based in Washington, telling the story of their homeland. They did a lot to inform U.S. policy, eventually culminating with the election of Ronald Reagan, who really utilized the captive nations, coalitions, as they were called, the national committees around the country. And each one of those sort of national ethnic groups in the United States, also, they're very well organized, and they do a lot to keep the memory of their fellow countrymen alive. So we're fortunate to work with them as well. But I think another reason why our foundation focuses on trying to present the stories of those who suffered in their own words. So we have our Witness Oral History Project, where you can, you know, you can go online and find episodes of our Witness Project. But in that and other ways, telling the stories is one of the most compelling ways to convey to those who have no understanding of what life is like in a totalitarian police state, where you have no rights, where you have no free speech. And it's compelling because they don't have an agenda. This is their story. The only thing you can say is that you're lying.
You need, dear listeners, to have a look at the Witness Project testimonials at the victimsofcommunism.org, because Marion is right. This is a slave system. Ideologically justified, but a slave system. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, and we are talking to the executive director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. More in a moment.
Okay, here's the deal. Mortgage rates went up this year, right? Wrong. If you're looking to lower your monthly payment or thinking of getting cash out of your home, mortgage rates are actually now the lowest in months. But the clock's ticking, and at Cash Call Mortgage, there's no better time to take advantage than right now. Call us at 833-405-CASH. Speak with one of our refinance specialists today, and you may be able to lock in the lowest rates of the year before they're gone. We'll even get the process started without the upfront deposit other lenders still charge. That's 833-405-CASH. Refinance with Cash Call Mortgage today. Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Don't let these low rates pass you by. All you need to get started is a phone. Dial 833-405-CASH. Again, 833-405-CASH. Refinance with Cash Call Mortgage today.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Wall Street closed today for Good Friday. Climate protesters closed bridges in London. Those stories next.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
No activity on Wall Street today. All major exchanges closed in observance of Good Friday. London's Waterloo Bridge over the Thames River closed for several hours as demonstrators who oppose climate change blocked traffic. But the group unable to shut down Heathrow Airport, a mere handful of demonstrators actually showed up at Europe's busiest airport. DNA testing company Ancestry.com apologizing for a now discontinued ad that showed a mixed-race couple talking about escaping to the north during the Civil War. The ad drew criticism for supposedly whitewashing slavery in that era by not depicting violence against slaves. Honda slowing production of its Accord model as car buyers trend toward SUVs instead. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
We are back and we are talking to the executive director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, which every year has a stunning gala event. It's held in the main hall of Union Station in Washington, D.C., which is the place to have an event. Beautiful, beautiful structure. And this year's gala saw you make some very, very exciting announcements. Would you share those with our listeners here in America First?
Sure. So this past November, we were able to announce at our gala that the government of Poland donated $10 million towards our museum project.
So one government, $10 million.
One government,
wow.
$10 million. And of course, from their perspective, the museum is going to be telling a very important part of their national story.
So you're preparing to build a museum here in D.C.
That's right. It's been the longstanding goal of the foundation to build a museum in Washington, D.C., that would tell the story. More than 100 years, more than 40 countries. And, of course, the story of one of the largest victim groups, if not the largest victim group in the history of the world. And that's, of course, those individuals, those families, those entire nations sometimes that were subjected to captivity, slavery, all manners of atrocities by political parties, communist parties that trace their origin, their DNA to the Bolshevik Party in Russia from 1917. Because all of those regimes were, of course, either trained, inspired, funded, or directed by the Soviet Union. And it'll be a hub of international learning, education, memory about communism, about socialism, about the ideology of Marxism, but also the history, the record, and some of the human rights challenges that we face today in the world's remaining five communist single-party dictatorships. And that's in China, North Korea, Laos, Vietnam, and Cuba. And then, of course, you know, developments from Crimea and eastern Ukraine to Hong Kong to Venezuela and Nicaragua show that just geographically, and that's at least one good measure, geographically, territorially, the free world is literally shrinking in the first 19 years of this century. And so we have to learn, I think, some of the lessons from the Cold War about how we can effectively combat the ideas, but also the material threats posed by communist parties in power. Otherwise, the 21st century is going to look very different than it would if American leadership continued to foster the free enterprise, rule of law system that we've mostly enjoyed in the free world since the Soviet Union collapsed.
In the last minute we have in this segment, what is your hope with the museum? Is your hope that all the former captive nations will contribute and perhaps some Western nations, the winners of the Cold War, will also be spending some of their money to help support your museum?
That is the hope. And we've had a number of countries who either have already pledged, given, or are talking with us right now.
Great.
And of course, you know, the majority of the money will come from private U.S. individuals and companies and foundations. At the end of the day, we're reminding ourselves of the role that we played confronting communist imperialism, the entire idea of American leadership in the world, the entire idea of the free world versus the communist world. All of this was the result of America defending our values and our people against the threat of totalitarianism.
Well, one of the most important institutions in this city, I think, in the world, is the Holocaust Museum, which is an incredibly, for those listeners who haven't visited Washington, D.C. to see the Holocaust Museum, I strongly, strongly urge you to do so. It is an emotional experience. It's a powerful experience. How apt for there to be in this city as well a similar experience that looks to all. I mean, the Black Book of Communism, as you said, is very clear. More than 100 million human souls extinguished since 1917, just over 100 years, in the name of, quote-unquote, equality and justice, in the name of Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. So not only must we remember our role in winning that war, but we must never forget the countless souls lost. And also, thank you, Marion, for reminding us, this isn't history. This is right now. North Korea, one of the most Stalinist regimes the world has ever seen, and it is still there. Cuba still has political prisoners, on and on and on. We are talking to Marion Smith, Executive Director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. Follow them at VO, as in Victims of, VO Communism on Twitter, and their website is victimsofcommunism.org. Dear friends, can I ask you, is there any activity that you no longer partake in because it causes you pain? If so, may I suggest something? Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% natural, drug-free supplement that I take, that Dennis Prager takes, that Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher all endorse. Why? Because it works. I had a lower back pain issue for almost a decade. It meant that I couldn't kneel when I went to church on Sunday. I contorted myself into strange positions because it was so uncomfortable. When we launched the show, I started with their three-week quick starter pack, two doses of Relief Factor, one in the morning, one at night. Within 2 weeks, the pain was gone. That quick starter pack costs $19.95. What can you get for $20? You can get Relief. Go to relieffactor.com, see the testimonials from across the country, and also know that more than 70% of those who try the three-week quick starter pack become regular users of Relief Factor. That is unheard of in the industry. Why? Because it works. You could be the next success story. Go to relieffactor.com now. You owe it to yourself.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply, and you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
Welcome back, friends, to America First. We are having a long-form interview on this special day with none other than the Executive Director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, Marion Smith. Follow him on Twitter, Smith Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N. Go to the website, victimsofcommunism.org, and follow their Twitter feed, V-O Communism. Marion, you made a very, very important point when I asked you about your plans. You already have pledges from various governments to support the building of a memorial museum to the victims of communism here in Washington, D.C. You also added, it's not just about remembering the suffering, but it's also about noting our role and why America was that indispensable nation, why it took a Ronald Reagan to make that speech to Gorbachev to tear down this wall. what have we forgotten about America's role since the beginning of the Cold War that you hope to rekindle, not only with your foundation, but with the new museum?
All right. Well, 100 years ago.
I mean, I know this could be like hours of discussion, but.
100 years ago, the Bolsheviks had, destroyed the Democratic parties that in February of 1917 had enacted a democratic revolution. But by October of that year, the Bolsheviks had, by coercion and violence, taken over. And
who weren't really Bolsheviks. They were they were the real Mensheviks. They were
correct.
A minority. They weren't the Bolshoi. They weren't the majority as they. I mean,
that's
they were lying from the beginning.
That's right. Of course. Communist lie. We know that. But they took over. They solidified control of the state. Lenin established the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. And then they began declaring war on their neighbors. They invaded Poland. And there was an international coalition of the time. French, American, Canadian, British,
right.
Polish, that engaged in a fight against the Bolsheviks and in 1920 defeated them at the Battle of Warsaw, and the Soviets withdrew. A young Winston Churchill pointed out that we needed to declare war and go and defeat the Soviets before they gathered strength. My, how the 20th century, how different it would have looked.
He did this, he did the same with fascism.
Correct.
He called out fascism in the 1930s and was excised to the wilderness.
That's right.
What Winnie didn't see was not relevant. What he did see was usually ignored.
All right. So, of course, the Soviet Union.
Can I just stop you
yes.
there? I'd love to know how many people in this city of quote-unquote elite even know a fraction of that history.
Right.
I think it would be a very, very small dinner party, don't you?
Probably so. but, you know, that's the kind of history that I think is going to steal us for the confrontations that we are already having and will continue to have with governments that are controlled by a communist party that behaves ever bit as greedily and inhumanely as the Soviet Union's communist party did or as Mao's party did. And
just for a second, because I talk about this all the time, but hey, I'm the show host, so maybe I'm biased. Remind people how many human beings were killed just by Mao.
Mao. Well, I mean, one of the things that is a tragedy is that we don't
even know
exactly
right.
the number. So we have to give ranges or right. estimates. So between 40 million and 60 million.
Between 40 and 60 million human beings in one out of 40 communist countries. Look, just look at that World War II. The whole casualty number for World War II, 6 years, was 63 million. Mao did it by himself in his own country. Incredible.
And a big driver of that was the result of the collectivization.
The Great Leap Forward.
The Great Leap Forward, which caused man-made famine. And the problem is that both in the Soviet Union and in Mao's China, once it became clear on the ground in reality that a policy directed from the center of government wasn't working, it was harming people, and it needed to be changed. It wasn't the policy that was reviewed and then changed. It was, it was more likely that the person who pointed out the policy wasn't working would be eliminated.
Yes.
And that goes to Stalin's infamous dictum that death solves all problems. No man, no problem. And so, human beings were so much a resource of the state. And, intellectually, of course, Marxism denies the reality of individual rights. And indeed, it's a threat to the ideas of communism achieving that state. Yes, I mean, it is important to realize that these countries were destroying anyone who opposed them, both internally and externally through war and occupation. The Soviet Union took over half of Europe following World War II, of course, reneging on their promise to
at the altar,
to respect elections that would take place in Poland and Hungary and Czechoslovakia, et cetera. And so, as you pointed out, the only force on earth that was capable of stopping the rapid expansion territorially around the world of communism was the United States of America. Our allies in Europe, of course, played a part. But it really it took a couple of years following World War II. And even after the occupation of half of Europe, the Iron Curtain descending. Winston Churchill's famous address in Fulton, Missouri, warning the American people and Harry Truman that you were going to have to confront the Soviet Union. This was a threat that if you ignore it, it's just going to get worse. And Harry Truman led the effort to establish the NSC, NATO, the CIA, all of the instruments of U.S. foreign policy that was going to enable us to fight the Cold War and confront the Soviet Union. Harry Truman spoke of it in moral terms. The dividing line between us, the free world, and the communist world was a moral dividing line. JFK echoed that as president. And, of course, it was Ronald Reagan who had the fortitude, the courage to call the Soviet Union an evil empire. Again, though, echoing the words of Harry Truman and JFK. So, you know, I consider those three presidents, you know, the Cold War champions. And those two Democrats and a Republican.
Right.
Indicating that during the Cold War, anti-socialism, anti-Marxism, anti-communism was not a partisan issue. It was an American cause, one that made a difference around the world.
Dear listeners, think how different the 20th century had been without America. Those nations would probably still be enslaved. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and we're talking to the Executive Director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, Marion Smith. Stay tuned.
Unplanned, based on a life-changing true story.
My name is Abby Johnson. I used to be the director of this clinic.
The Daily Wire says Planned Parenthood is not going to like it.
America wants abortion, which is why we exist.
Glenn Beck says you have never seen anything like this.
You've managed to make an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
Unplanned, now playing. Visit unplanned.com for tickets. Rated R.
Rated R due to graphic scenes not suitable for children.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Okay, here's the deal. Mortgage rates went up this year, right? Wrong. If you're looking to lower your monthly payment or thinking of getting cash out of your home, mortgage rates are actually now the lowest in months. But the clock's ticking. And at Cash Call Mortgage, there's no better time to take advantage than right now. Call us at 833-405-CASH. Speak with one of our refinance specialists today, and you may be able to lock in the lowest rates of the year before they're gone. We'll even get the process started without the upfront deposit other lenders still charge. That's 833-405-CASH. Refinance with Cash Call Mortgage today. Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Don't let these low rates pass you by. All you need to get started is a phone. Dial 833-405-CASH. Again, 833-405-CASH. Refinance with Cash Call Mortgage today.
Everyone knows, even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out, and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands, if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back, dear friends. We are with Marion Smith, Executive Director of the Victims of Communism, founder of the website victimsofcommunism.org. In the last few minutes we have left, Marion, what is VOC Day?
So in 2017, on November 7th, which was the 100th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution, President Trump declared that day America's first Memorial Day for the victims of communism. Our foundation also worked with a bipartisan group in Congress to establish the first ever Victims of Communism Congressional Caucus. And President Trump also repeated that action this past November, and a number of states at the state legislature level have begun adopting that day, which means that in perpetuity in those states, every November 7th is going to be that state's official day to remember the victims of communist regimes around the world.
Fabulous.
Virginia became the first state this past year, followed by Illinois and Utah, and a number of other states are introducing that legislation.
In the last literally 30 seconds we have left, what is your message to those millennials who think that Ocasio-Cortez and socialism is cool, Marion Smith?
Well, if you start with a desire to make life better for people, you're not going to end up at socialism. Our system of government is not perfect, but we have perfected it without blowing up the whole system. The ideals set forth in 1776 in our Declaration of Independence have never had to be updated. We've just had to update our adherence to them. But socialism around the world since 1917 has a 100% track record of failure, even by its own standards of success. And it would be a tragedy of biblical proportions for this country, an entire generation who doesn't appreciate what we have and thinks something else might work, to follow that deadly ideology.
Well, I just want to thank you on behalf of those in my family who lived through the horrors that your foundation is reminding us of and helping us to avoid. You are doing God's work. His name is Marion Smith. Follow him on Twitter, Smith Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N. He is the executive director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. You can follow them at V-O, Communism, as in victims of, and their website, which includes the Witness Project, an incredibly powerful project of real survivors of Soviet-style dictatorship, is at victimsofcommunism.org. I can think of no better way to close this hour with Marion Smith than to listen to the words of the 45th President of the United States in his last State of the Union address. President Donald J. Trump.
America will never be a socialist country.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.